Great gifts for dad? We've got them. And they're up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
They've got the best gifts.
Gotta show dad some love.
Snag amazing deals on Father's Day gifts from Cole Haan, Calvin Klein, Vince, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Surprise! Beach day. No excuses.
I'm in. Give me five.
With Bic Soleil Glide Razor, you'll have hydrated, smooth skin that's ready to go on the fly. No shave cream needed. You can prep, shave, and hydrate all in one step thanks to moisture bars that hydrate your skin during and after shaving. Five flexible blades hug your skin for a close shave. Glide into smooth. It's your time to shine with Bic Soleil. Buy now at Amazon and Walmart.
Ready!
Your skin looks amazing. So smooth and beach ready. Let's go!
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
As Harvey Weinstein's new trial begins in LA with multiple women to testify, we hear that in New York, Weinstein is appealing his 2020 conviction for rape and sexual assault. I'm joined now by managing editor of WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
Now, we'll lots of things to talk about, but before we get into Weinstein's difficulties, it seems Joe Biden is in a bit of hot water over the new British PM.
Well, yeah, now that story, he mispronounced it. I'm not going to mispronounce it this way. It really didn't get much traction here in the States, except that Republicans are using it as an example to say that Joe Biden doesn't have the mental capacity to be president, much less be reelected president. So here in the States, that was it. It really didn't address any, maybe perhaps, of the racial or ethnic question. It was more of an attack at Biden that you don't have it.
He just mispronounced the name. And as I said, we won't repeat it in case it catches on.
Right.
So we'll park that there. Now, Harvey Weinstein already serving, 23 years for the convictions in New York. He'd be quite an old man by the time he emerged from that particular sentence. So he is appealing, even though he is facing further charges in L.A.
Right. He's appealing the New York conviction. As you said, he's serving 23 years. He was convicted in 2017. Now, this new trial is in Los Angeles, and it's about cases that happened in Los Angeles between 2004 and 2013. The trial started on Monday. Opening statements were made. Basically, Weinstein's defense attorneys say any sexual activity that happened between the five women who are the cases involving the five women, the criminal cases, were either consensual or they were transactional. And that, in other words, that the women had sex in order to further their career because they knew Weinstein was a powerful man.
Yeah, I mean, one of the lines from the defense attorney was that sex is a commodity. And he says it may have been unpleasant and embarrassing, but it was consensual. I mean, the idea of the casting couch has been there forever, but it doesn't make it right. But it was a reality in Hollywood.
Oh, it was a reality, and who knows whether it still is. I mean, we may be naive to think that it went away at the height of the Me Too movement. But again, the first witness took the stand on Monday. The witnesses are all been given pseudonyms. This one was Jane Doe, number one. She says that she's a European actor and model. She's the mother of several children. And when she went to meet Weinstein, he forced her to perform a sex act. She broke down on the stand Monday. The trial was adjourned until yesterday, in which she talked about the humiliation of it, that she wanted to kill herself, that she wanted to, she even sought spiritual guidance because she just felt so disgusted and dirty with herself over it. But then again, the defense on cross-examination basically said, no, you knew what you were getting into. This is transactional. And you know, why didn't you report this earlier when it actually happened? So that seems to be the line that they're going through. It's like, you knew what you were doing. Why are you bringing it up now?
Yeah. They will also be pointing out that often there were communications, emails and whatever between Weinstein and them after these events are alleged to have taken place. But then there will be contrary evidence offered by the prosecution that this actually can happen, that people who have been sexually victimized by somebody may still retain some sort of communication, even a relationship with the offender.
Right. And we saw that brought up in the case of Bill Cosby during his trial and his conviction before it was overturned, was that, yes, an incident or series of incidents happens, an incident or series of assaults happens. But there is some sort of communication that goes on, and it is not as unusual as defense attorneys might want to portray it as.
Now, you mentioned that they are all being given anonymity, and they're known as Jane Doe's, A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But one of them is out in the public domain, and that is Jennifer Newsom, the wife of Governor Gavin Newsom, and that is, you know, an open secret.
Right. She has, you know, pretty much said that she will be identified. She is not one of the ones who the criminal charges are related to. She will be a part of the investigation, and she's coming forward as a witness or a corroborating witness. But yes, she has allowed herself to be revealed. She was a documentary filmmaker. As you said, she's the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Perhaps one day she could be the first lady, because we think Gavin Newsom has presidential aspirations. But she has come forward and is willing to tell her story under oath about what happened between her and Weinstein.
Now, meanwhile, in other legal matters, Donald Trump and his company are in the dock in New York.
That's right. This is a criminal trial against the Trump company. It's not against Donald Trump or any of his children who are officers. And this is all related to the way that Trump people in the Trump organization were paid. Now, the Trump, Alan Weisselberg, who was the CEO, longtime CEO, loyal member of the company, has pleaded guilty. He did a plea bargain earlier this year, so he's going to be the star witness. Now, part of his plea bargain was that he's not cooperating with the investigation. I mean, he's not giving them information, but will testify and will answer questions if asked. So this goes to the heart of, you know, tax evasion, so that instead of paying income tax on a salary, they gave you an apartment, or they would give Weisselberg a car, or they would pay for his private, his son's or grandchildren's private education at some of the elite schools in New York. So again, it's not directly at Trump, but if he loses this case, it would have serious implications for his business. Now, this is separate from the civil suit that New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed, also arguing similar charges that he cooked the books, you know, to get both tax benefits and to get development dollars.
Okay, so that will proceed apace, but his court cases are multiplying, and it's said that he believes if he becomes the candidate for 2024 that a lot of this will be put on pause. But I suppose Weisselberg, you know, he's not cooperating, he will answer questions. It's a state crime, not a federal crime, so the president wouldn't be able to offer him the promise of a get-out-of-jail card.
No, but here is where things get very interesting. In New York State, we have in 2 weeks our governor's election. Lee Zeldin, who is the Republican candidate, is making ground, and it's pretty much a toss-up at this point whether he'll defeat Democrat Kathy Hochul. If he gets elected, he, who has supported Trump, who did not sign to certify the January 6th election, has the power to pardon Trump or the organization or Alan Weisselberg. So again, on state crimes, a new Republican governor could pardon could pardon Trump or the Trump organization.
Finally, and all too familiar, another school shooting.
Absolutely. And the thing that is, to me, most heartbreaking about this, this wasn't even the lead story when this happened on Monday. So, again, we had a school shooting in St. Louis. It was a high school. It was a graduate of the school. He goes in with an AR-15 and starts walking through the hallways and shooting up. He had 600 rounds of ammunition with him. He killed two people, and then he was killed himself. Several others were wounded. One of the heartbreaking stories is of a teacher who shielded her students, and she was shot dead.
Yet another tragedy from the American frontier, I suppose. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Amazing deals for every day of summer are at Nordstrom Rack stores now, and they're up to 60% off.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
I always find something amazing.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big on Marc Jacobs, Madewell, Steve Madden, and more. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in store the same day for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.